Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
When did everyone start wearing underwear as pants? Now, don't get me wrong. I like when people are wearing sexy outfits. I mean, Megan Fox has rocked that like none other. I mean, we've got the J-Lo Versace dress, and we had Elizabeth Hurley safety pin Versace dress. Like, I'm all for looking hot. I just don't know when underwear became pants. This like briefs with tights look. And Gaga, I saw years ago at Mark Burnett's house, and she was wearing a white t-shirt, and I believe she was wearing fishnets, and she was wearing like underwear as pants or a bodysuit, and she nailed it and she landed it. I'm sure it's something Madonna did years ago. In fact, I think I remember it probably like in a corset, you know, one piece bodysuit. But like, some people are unicorns and can land it. Madonna can land it. Gaga landed it and sort of started it from my perspective. The first person I ever saw do that was Lady Gaga, and you are fashion experts and will correct me and tell me, you know, the cave woman that first started this trend. I don't know for a fact. I just know that the first human being that I ever saw wearing stockings and briefs as pants or the bottom portion of an outfit was Lady Gaga at Mark Burnett's house, and it landed and she looked amazing, and it's very her. But like, non-Lady Gaga type people that are now wearing it, it just looks very forced. It doesn't, this is the thing about fashion, and I just really want to talk about it, because Anna Wintour wears the same necklaces, you know, more than once, and she's had the same hairstyle, and she dresses, she has beautiful clothes, but she's not performative in the way she's dressing. It's not like a circus. She's not sort of just trying to show how fashionable she is. And she's the most influential person in fashion. Not even one of. She is the most influential person in fashion. And I always bring this up because Tom Ford said that he didn't like when people wear like his whole outfit that you saw on the runway. And you see a lot of this type of stuff on Housewives, where like everyone's wearing the whole entire outfit and all the letters and everything. And sometimes it lands. And overall, like, so sometimes you'll see forced fashion in different areas. And you do see it at the Met Gala. Like, I don't like when fashion is thirsty. Like when it's like, hi, I have a stylist. I want shock value. I'm wearing this because I need attention. To me, fashion is kind of, it looks like it's part of who you are. And maybe at one point someone changed your style. Like years ago, Nicole Richie's style was changed maybe by Rachel Zoe. I'm not sure. I think it was. And the Olsen twins also, like, they evolved into what their style was and they've stuck to it. There was a moment when Victoria Beckham was no longer a Spice Girl, but she was Victoria Beckham and that was her style. And yes, along the way, it's evolved since then, but I never feel with Victoria Beckham or with Nicole Richie or with the Olsen twins like it's forced. You know what I mean? Like the most forced I'll go is like someone dressing Hailey Bieber, but it lands. I think she actually probably has worn underwear as pants too, and it lands. It doesn't land on everyone. And I can't really tell why. I think that when I feel that a person's style is really an extension of who they are, it lands. Like, I know that Blake Lively doesn't have a stylist, but maybe she does work with designers and maybe she does have a stylist sometimes. I think they've said she picks her own clothes. But of course, she's offered the best stuff, but it just, it feels like an extension of herself. It doesn't feel like when she gets dressed, she's dressing in a costume. So to me, dressing like you're in a costume is not fashion. And I don't think that when Gaga's wearing fishnets and her underwear is pants and a white t-shirt, that she's dressing like she's in a costume. And even when she's like really getting dressed up to sing with Tony Bennett, I still don't think she's dressing like she's in a costume. It feels like an extension of herself, even though she's Stephanie and Gaga's another persona. They're kind of one. And certain people, I just feel like it's a costume. And what's funny is J-Lo, I even feel like it's an extension of herself. She's Jenny from the block. Sometimes it's like over the top and, you know, but it still kind of feels like when she's dressing, it's some version of an extension of herself. When somebody feels like they have just put on something to get attention, to be performative, and that looks like a costume, then I don't think that it's fashion. What do you think?
Okay, I'm a big fan of Cozy Earth. Who doesn't love bed sheets that feel like butter? Oh my God, they're delicious. They make you feel special. They make you feel rich. They make you feel clean. They make you feel refreshed. The sheet sets are to die for. They fit my bed perfectly and they wash like a dream. Travel friendly and hassle free, Cozy Earth's bedding comes in adorable totes, making it the perfect companion for your adventures near and far. Elevate your summer getaway with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding and loungewear, ensuring the comfort of home wherever you roam. Cozy Earth has everything you need to turn every moment into pure bliss. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use my code Bethany, B-E-T-H-E-N-N-Y, at checkout to get 35% off. Whoa! And let them know that I sent you after you check out.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry.
With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Monica Lewinsky has a campaign with Reformation. What a brilliant marketing idea. How amazing for Monica Lewinsky. The name Reformation, like, it's chef's kiss. Oh my God. Has there ever been a greater collaboration? And how about somebody waiting for their moment, like sitting back and one day saying, it's time now. And this is outrageous, and she looks amazing, and what has she been through in her life, and what has she been defined by? And it's about encouraging people to vote, and she looks so serious, and she looks elegant, and she's a grown woman. I am sure she's married. I don't know if she has kids. I have to look it all up. It doesn't even matter to me. I mean, it does matter to me because I want her to have whatever happy life that she wants to have. I was once at Andy Cohen's house at his Christmas party, and she came with Anderson. And back then, she was still probably, you know, not sure of herself, and like, it wasn't what it is now. And it's just amazing that during the era of cancellation, she's having a full renewal. And she looks spectacular. And I just remember her in that interview years ago with that lip color that everybody wanted to know what it was. And I don't remember what it is. Reformation. Unbelievable. Brilliant. Brilliant. Like, the two greatest marketing campaigns of 2024 are Dunkin' Donuts and Ben Affleck and Reformation and Monica Lewinsky. Beyond. Let's talk about deleting tweets, Instagram posts, and deleting TikToks. And let's talk about turning off comments. So people write about deleting posts as if it's bad. Like, oh, where's that post? You know, trolling you. Where's that post you did? Oh, I see you took that post down. Which would be like you educating someone that something they've just said is wrong, and they say, oh, I wish I didn't say that, or sorry I said that that way, or you know what? It's probably better we don't discuss this right now, or maybe we should save this for another time, or you know what? I said it. I'm not going to harp on it. We don't need to live in that, because that's what taking a post down means. You may put a post up that you kind of want up for a minute, but you don't want it to live there forever. I've done that. And you may put a post up and then you're like, oh God, I didn't think of this, what that would mean. And you might want to take it down because you've educated yourself. Or you might put a post up and you're about to get into like a whole fight. You're like, I'm not really in the mood for a fight right now. Everybody wants to hold everybody to everything forever. There are things that famous people have done. People today want to identify Kim Kardashian as someone who was in a sex tape. Kim Kardashian is a billionaire mogul, actress, fashionista, reality star, business mogul. She's a private equity business. Like, so she did a sex tape years ago. Hip, hip, hooray. Like, what? That's like, she wants to delete that tweet. She doesn't want that to define her. And I just think that's fucked up that people want to hold people to things that they've done or said. Why is everybody being so bound to everything they've ever done? And also, why can't someone just do what they want to do? So I think that's an interesting thing. Also, people will talk about turning your comments off. I haven't done that often. I don't mind a comment section, but I've done it. Why aren't we allowed to do that too? If you hear a bunch of people screaming at each other or screaming at you, aren't you going to say, I'm not having this conversation right now? Because people want to have you killed. So you are like, I don't want to listen to that. In your real life, you wouldn't listen to that. So why would you listen to that on social media? That's how I feel. That's a rant.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.